Hi, this is Andrew, and in this audio boo, I just want to get across the idea that much of your behaviour, much of your thinking, many of the actions that you take are determined by your unconscious mind as opposed to your conscious mind, but that's different to what you think and feel. So currently I'm reading a book by a guy called Leonard Mlodinow. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Leonard Mlodinow. And his book, we're talking now May 2012, I'm actually recording this boo, called Subliminal. So the book is called Subliminal. And the idea of the book, which is not particularly an unfamiliar idea if you read many of these type of books, for example, Nudge, Predictably Irrational, those sort of books recently in the last few years, is that our minds are constructed of a conscious part, the part that thinks it's you, in a sense, who you feel you are, the conscious, rational part of your mind. When you do maths, you try and work out a logic puzzle. That's the conscious, rational part of your mind. And we all have that part. However, what the science is telling us now is that actually much of our thinking, much of our behaviour is actually determined and controlled by the unconscious or subconscious parts of your mind. And much of this thinking, and it is a form of thinking, although it doesn't feel like thinking, or doesn't we sort of don't see it as thinking in some senses, actually takes place all of the time, literally every second of your life, going on in the background, and much of it, probably the vast majority of it, is never accessible by the conscious mind. Yet the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are completely intertwined, and in many senses, the subconscious mind is far more powerful than the conscious mind. So when you take an action, when you make a decision, that desire to act was actually taking place or taken place in the subconscious mind. Yet what your rational mind will do, because it thinks it's in charge, it will what they call post-rationalize. You'll look back and go, oh yes, the reason I did this was that and this reason and that reason. When in fact it was nothing of the sort. So what sort of examples? Now the book Subliminal rehearses a lot of examples that you may be already familiar with, but some of the ones that I love, for example, they've looked at stock market prices across stock markets across the world and found that rises in stock markets or the performance of stock markets correlates with good weather. So people are happier, they're more confident, they buy more stocks and shares perhaps. Waiters and people in restaurants will often receive more tips when the weather is good. People are feeling in a good mood and they'll give more money as a tip. Just staying with the stock market again, there's something in the book that Mlodinow talks about where they've shown that people, when a stock is floated on the stock market, are more likely to buy it if they can pronounce it. So easily pronounceable stocks do better initially, at least, than stocks that are difficult to pronounce. It's been shown that people were more impressed with a washing powder based upon the colour of the box. So yellow and blue washing powder did better than boxes that were just blue, even though the washing powder inside was actually exactly the same. They've also shown that in shopping markets, in stores, people can be convinced to buy German wine when there's German music playing on the tannoy, and more French wine when there's French music playing on the tannoy. Now, why is this interesting? Well, first of all, it's absolutely fascinating insight into yourself and other people's behaviour. But I think certainly from a business perspective, from an organisation's perspective, for your own individual purposes when you are working with other people and your own behaviour, in fact, is to not actually think, is this person consciously doing something? Are they thinking through this behaviour? Or are they reacting on a subconscious level, which is almost certainly the case? And particularly when you're doing market research, when you ask people questions, what you're accessing in when you're asking those questions is that person's conscious mind. You may not at all be accessing their subconscious mind and how they actually would act in a real situation when their subconscious mind would actually kick in. This has huge implications for market research, implications for change management, and implications for leadership. So check out the book, check out this material, and absolutely blow your mind. That's Andrew Gordon signing off with this talk about the subconscious mind and persuasion and leadership. Thank you.